for the council prayer, please, and the acknowledgement of country. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Latchi Latchi people, and pay my respects to elders both past and present. Thank you. You may be seated. I'd like to welcome everybody here this evening for our council meeting. We will move straight to apologies. We've got an apology from Councillor Brown. Was that moved by Councillor Cirillo? Can I have a seconder to accept that? Thank you, Councillor Monica. I'll put the motion. Those in favour, those against the motion is carried.
Sir.
We'll move to item 5.1, and that is the draft community and council plan for 2017 to 2021 with the recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Capo. Have I got a seconder? I need a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Eckel. Councillor Thorburn, did you have a question?
Yes. Could it be out directly to me what happens with this council plan next? It goes out for public comment for how long and things like that.
It goes out for, I think it's in the background there. You'll see 28 days. Following that, there'll also be a consideration of the submissions, and we've got to adopt it and have a copy of the plan to the minister by 30th of June. Got a move and a second. Or any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against the motion is carried. Move to item 5.2 as the adoption of the 2017-18 draft budget for advertising with the recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Councillor Cupper, a seconder?
Questions, please.
Councillor Eckel, I'll take the question.
Second.
Is Councillor Eckel seconded?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, reading through the budget, I've got a question. I understand that the draft budget allocations for public lighting at Old Aerodrome Sporting Complex is to be reviewed and rescoped by management, and that any savings identified be redirected to develop the and support the change room facilities project for the female soccer, and that the toilets proposed for this reserve be considered as part of the overall public toilet strategy which is to be developed. This will have no effect on the capital works budget, and I'm just wondering whether management could tell me whether that's possible. That to be minuted.
Mr. Parham?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, that is correct. We can look at the savings, etc., when those projects are scoped and what the overall impact is on the master plan, etc., in that precinct. So yes.
Thank you.
Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? Councillor Thorburn, Councillor Cupper, if you can open the debate, please.
As always happens, a lot of work's been put into this document. It's appropriate, I think, that it goes to the community now so that we can get the community's views. I would encourage the community to provide that feedback. It's an important document. A lot of work has been done over the past term, including this term, to try and work on the rate rises. Rate restraint has been a priority, certainly in this council and the last council. Our officers have listened to that, and they've tried very hard to ensure that rate rises are kept in line with community expectations. In 2012, I think I can note this, the increase at that time was 6%. The following year, it was 5%. The year after that, it was 3.9%. The year after that, I think it was 2.5. We were able to stay within the rate cap. The reason we were able to do that was because of all that hard work that had been done. And this year we've been able to stay very close to the rate cap, I believe, as well. So I think that that really says a lot about our determination collectively to listen to the community and to do our very best to satisfy their expectations. So I'm very happy. Commend the officers for their hard work, commend the councillors for their leadership, and commend this to the community for their feedback. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Cupper. Councillor Eccle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I agree with all that Councillor Cupper has indicated there, and will endorse that there is, has a lot of work being done in this particular budget. And under pretty trying times, because the community mightn't recognise, but we, with the new councillors on board, since the elections last year, we have not just had the budget to consider, we've had a very rigorous induction program that's a statutory requirement from state government, and that takes a lot of time. And after that, we've had the council plan to fit in, and on top of that, we've had the budget deliberations as well. That's been pretty exhausted. So it has been a whole of council issue, but I do recognise the new councillors and the amount of work. I bet they didn't believe that there'd be so much work when they put their hand up to stand up for council, and I do commend them for their. For the due diligence that they've put into this budget process. But another thing that I've noticed over the years too, during exposition of the draft budget out to the public, that there aren't too many representations that are made at the end as far as the community is concerned. And, I would be mindful of Councillor Cupper's statement in regards to look at the budget, look at it thoroughly, and if you have something, a different perspective in any areas of the budget, I would implore you to come forward and present your case. And I know that that council would be receptive to that, and as councillors, we would be receptive to any other perception in regards to. The budget as it's put down as a draft. So I'm happy to second the budget on those terms, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Eccle. Councillor Thorburn.
Mr. Mayor, I'm glad that Councillor Cupper pointed out where it started, and I can remember that I can say that when it was 6%, I was the main person that didn't vote for it, was very vocal against it, and gradually over a period of time, with a change of attitude from other people, it's gradually come down, and with the help of the state government, got it down to rate capping, and I'm happy with rate capping. I'm also happy that the Councillor Eccle over there has had a look at some of the items within the budget, and I hope that the community, when this goes out, that they also have a look at some of the items in this budget and make some representations if they feel, as Councillor Eccles said, that they have some other ideas. But I'm glad that he mentioned something that I did raise with him about changing the way that we lift those car parts. We would have ended up with probably the first suggestion would have been probably they'd be lit up and you could play football in the car park. Probably LED lighting is a thing that's going to really benefit and can provide a very suitable outcome and some savings which can be deployed, as Councillor Eccles said, into another area out there at the old aerodrome ovals. I know that in the budget with regarding to some of our properties, Mr. Mayor, that there's been discussion about the lift, so I understand. I'm hoping that the lift that is going to be...
Councillor Thorburn, we need to get around with why it shouldn't go out on public exhibition.
Oh, I...
Not a run-through on what's in the budget.
Well, I hope that the people will have a look at when it goes out there and may have some comments. The interesting point that I say that in regard to the amount of money spent on wages this year, I think the increase is below the cap. I think there's an increase of wages of just 1%. And I do believe that actually about 0.5% of that is actually money set aside for the dreaded defined benefit scheme if it rears its ugly head.
We're still hearing the point, Councillor Thorburn. You've stood up against supporting the recommendation. I need you to stick to the subject rather than an explanation of the budget. If there's a reason why it shouldn't go out on public exhibition, please let's hear it.
Well, the reason it shouldn't go out on public exhibition? No, I don't. I think it should go out on public exhibition. But I'm just—I've got some reservations. Like Councillor Eckel had some questions, want to put it in it. And I've got some reservations about some of it, how it goes out to exhibition. I'd like it to be a little bit clearer. So all I'm trying to do is get some people on the right track and say, have a look at this in a particular area. They may not agree with me. They may agree with all the councillors. I'll be happy.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Yep. That's actually why it goes out on exhibition.
I know it does go out on exhibition, but it's always nice to, you know, it's a document, and the thing is that it's a very large document. We spent a lot of time on it. It was mixed up with the council plan. It gets a little bit confusing. It's equally as hard for the people out there to get an assessment of it. And I'm just hopeful, I'm just raising a couple of points for them to have a look at, and hopefully that they will have some comments, and then we can further assess the situation later on. And then I can talk against some of the things that may be in it, but hopefully that we'll get some different views on it. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Any other councillor wish to speak for the motion? Against the motion? I'll put the motion, those in favour. Oh, sorry, Councillor Cupper, please.
Take some notes.
Carry away. Please, close the debate.
That's all right.
Please.
Thank you. Just by way of, I guess, some responses to what Councillor Thorburn has said, going back for what it's worth, it's probably not overly relevant now, but the 6% rise back in 2011-2012, I think, was because of a couple of unforeseen events, which I think caught a lot of councils out in terms of the defined benefits call-in, but also the storms and the catastrophic damage that was unforeseen to and improvements we needed to do with our drainage system. I think that the point I just want to raise in relation to that is that if councillors' approach at that time collectively had been not to vote for it, then we would have been in big financial trouble, which would have caused much more heartache and concern for our community than to do what was financially responsible at the time to be able to cover our costs. The important thing, I think, that we're doing tonight, and I hope all councils will be doing it tonight, is to put this out to the public for their consideration, and to do so in a way that provides or pays some respect to all of the work that's been done. And that acknowledges that we are in a position now where we are highly competitive with every other council in regional Victoria. That I just had to check some notes that I made earlier, but we have a slightly higher average rates bill in Mildura than Ballarat and Bendigo, but only slightly. Our rates bill is lower than the average rate in Horsham and Wangaratta, and it's about the same as Wodonga and Greater Shepparton. So we are not outside the ballpark. We have done a lot of great work. I think that I guess acknowledgement needs to be given to the councillors who don't just vote against it every year, but who have to cop the heat, who accept financial responsibility, understand that there's only so much populism you can play before you start to really jeopardise important things and important systems. An important project. So I will reiterate what I said before. I'm proud to support this document going out to the public. I hope that the public engage in this process and do so in the spirit of collaboration, because I think that we've got some really good bones to this. Our city is travelling well, and I think we all benefit from the hard work that goes in. So thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. There being no further items of business, I'll declare the meeting closed and thank everybody for their attendance here this evening, and thank you councillors and staff. And I might mention, yes, thank you to our staff for all the work that's been done to actually get us to this point, because there has been a lot of work given the election and everything else that's had to take place over the last few months, as Councillor Eccles said. So thank you very much.